Bill 1097, an act to authorize the use of special elections to fill vacancies in the office of the mayor and on the governing boards of certain municipalities. Is Representative Hanks? House Bill 1097 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 1097 came at the request of Rapid City. What they're looking for is basically permissive legislation to give them the option to hold a special election. Right, currently under state statute, the only municipality type that can actually hold elections would be home rule, because they can establish their own rules. Aldermatic and the commissioner form under state statute is not given that flexibility. What this does, it would give them the option to adopt an ordinance prior to the vacancy. So you can't have people deciding if they want to hold a special election or not. It has to be adopted by ordinance prior to the vacancy, and it would allow them to hold a special election in both for both the council member or alder members and for the mayor. And I'll stand by for questions. That's sort of the gist of the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Hanks. Are there any further proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We are in support of this legislation. It is permissive legislation, and so I have no idea why it wasn't allowed in the past. It must have a long history, but long enough that I don't think anybody remembers. But we think as long as it's left up to local option to decide on it, it would be a good measure to have in place. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Are there any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Opponents to House Bill 1097. Seeing none, we will close to committee questions. Representative Michaels.
Thank you. Question for Representative Hanks, please. Issue coming up, sir. Why the 90 days? Is that from another area of the code?
Actually, no. We ran this. We took this to municipal code. We also ran it through the Secretary of State, and those timelines seem to fit the best. That's all I can really tell you. Thank you.
Further questions? Representative Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Hanks, I understand this is permissive. What, not unlike most legislation that comes forth to this body, there's probably some history here and probably a problem. How does this solve the problem? Because if the issue was that the term was filled by the council, they just appointed someone, what's going to stop them from doing it this time? I understand that they have an option to have a special election, but if they appointed, and that was probably the history and the problem, what's going to stop them from doing that again and just say, well, we're not going to have a special election because we don't want to?
Thank you for the question, Mr. Chair.
And
what this is it's to give them the option, and I'm going to use Rapid City as an example. Of course, as the second largest municipality in the state, and we have a 10-member city council. In the 6 years that I sat on city council, I voted on, I believe, 3, if not 4, different appointments. It was always uncomfortable because of the fact that the vast majority of the council would prefer that the electorate choose who would fill that vacancy. It basically put us on the spot. It in essence opened up the city council to lobbying by an awful lot of folks, because they wanted to see a specific person on the city council. And the city council was of the opinion that it would be a lot better if they had the option to create a situation where they could hold the special election and take the politics, for lack of a better term, the lobbying out of the process as far as appointment. I hope I answered your question, Representative.
Representative Frost.
Representative Hanks, if there would be a special election held, would you try to combine that with another election of some sort to hold down taxpayer expense?
Mr. Chair, thank you for the question, Representative Frost. I think that absolutely is correct. The numbers that I've heard, smaller communities, I've heard the number of special, for cost of special elections, somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000. Rapid City, it's approximately $7,000 to $8,000. Whenever possible, they would certainly look at combining those. Matter of fact, we have gone to combined elections in Rapid City to save on costs for our municipal elections in concert with the primaries whenever possible. So we do that currently, and I'm sure that we will continue to do that. This situation would occur is if there would be a prolonged vacancy on the council if we waited for the next regular scheduled election, and we and they weren't comfortable filling it by appointment. There again, I'm a big supporter of permissive legislation. This would give the cities in the state the option of whether or not they want to hold that special election, but it does hold, it basically holds them accountable because they do have to adopt by ordinance prior to any vacancy, an ordinance to actually say that they're going to hold that special election, because the last thing I want them to do is, depending on who's considering filling that seat, I don't want them to have the ability to go, well, we're going to have election this time, but we're going to appoint this time.
Representative Dietrich.
Since I'm sure there are a lot of people listening, give them a little bit of education. How often are mayors elected?
Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question. It can vary by state statute anywhere from 2 years to 5 years. There's that flexibility. And the same flexibility is there for the aldermen. So depending on how the city has adopted its own ordinances, Rapid City has a four-year mayor term. I'm sorry, two-year mayor term. Some have four. We've discussed going to 3 years. So it right now, that's another one of those areas where it's permissive within state statute as far as the length of the term. It's between 2 and 5 years.
Further questions? Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Seeing no further questions, we will close the committee discussion and or action. Representative Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move to pass on House Bill. I'll find it in a minute. 1097.
Moved by Representative Rave, seconded by Representative Garnos, do pass on House Bill 1097. Comments on that motion, Representative Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is a fairly good piece of legislation that opens up another opportunity for the citizens of a municipality. I guess my question lines were going along the lines that I don't think it maybe went far enough. I don't think maybe they should have the opportunity to appoint, and it probably should be elected every time, but this is a good start, so I'd encourage your support. Thanks.
Further comments? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Frost?
Aye.
Barnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Haley?
Aye.
Hargens?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
O'Brien?
Aye.
Ray?
Aye.
Dykstra?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye. House Bill 1097 passed unanimously to the floor. Do pass. Representative Krause.
Mr. Chair, I move consent.
No.
No.
House Bill 1097 will go to the House floor. Do pass. Before we